And once again, back to the water issue. So, Roger, based on what you know, what do you see happening? You're not a meteorologist, but you study the water system, the infrastructure here. What do you see happening in the next couple months? I mean, everybody's optimistic that this situation, flooding, could be avoided.
Right, absolutely, Kevin. Well, obviously we're going to see a lot more water coming down, so flooding is going to be inevitable as a result of that. And that's the unfortunate thing for folks. As far as the water rights issue, though, we're just hoping that a favorable decision is in the courts for us. We've been at this for 2 years now. We were forced into this litigation. We had a special master of the SRBA court rule in favor of us, but then have the presiding judge rule against us. So we're hoping for a favorable decision on this. Our water users are really to be commended for sticking with this for such a long period of time, especially being forced back into a wall basically on this. You know, to further really explain how ridiculous the state's theory and legal positions are, you know, flood control operations began this year on February 13th. And this was during a period of time when most of the valley was under snow and ice. Yet this is also the time when, you know, there wasn't even water in the canal system to deliver to anybody, you know, for any kind of beneficial use or irrigation purposes. Yet the state says, oh, you know, this is the water that's being released for flood control, so it's now counting against your storage rights and your irrigation allotment. You know, that to us, we're just going to continue to pound the pavement on that and try to educate as many people as we can on, Kevin.
Well, again, it seems like somebody's benefiting from this, and it's not the water users.
I know, you know, it seems to us that this we actually, instead of a theory, we should just call it a scheme, because really what this does is it takes water away from our senior water right holders, and it gives it to future growth is what it does. It, you know, you exhaust all your water rights from flood control releases, so you don't have any storage, but yet you have a full reservoir system. So you have all this water up there. Well, who's going to get it? Well, obviously it's going to go to somebody, so it's probably going to go to future growth. I think that's how this scheme is devised.
Your words, not mine, Roger.
Those are my words, absolutely, Kevin.
If people want more information, what can they do?
If they want more information about this issue, we go to our website, please, at treasurevalleywateruser.com, or you can see us on Facebook as well.
Roger, we appreciate you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Kevin, very much.